Good Tuesday morning. Phil Mickelson skipping the Waste Management Open for the first time since 1990. Easily the most received item that I've had in the last 24 hours. Given that I turn 50 this year, Phil wrote, there's a good chance I've played my last Phoenix Open. He didn't say Waste Management Open, didn't give the sponsor the credit. I've played my last Phoenix Open. We'll see. So here's the thing on this. I happen to agree with Dustin Johnson, who said, I'm not a politician. I play golf. But I also believe that when you look at the human rights issue, you have to look at it and say, why would you ever go put yourself in harm's way? And the response from many people on my social channels last night and this morning was, well, if you get paid that much money, why wouldn't you go do it? Seven-figure appearance fees. That's what it's being reported in Saudi Arabia just to get off the plane. I look at it and say, you know what? If you go play a couple of events right here in the States, a couple of more corporate events, you're not going to take near the heat. You're not going to take near the flack that you would by going all the way over there to play. Dustin Johnson saying, I'm not a politician. I play golf. That sounds nice. I'm sure it was written up by his PR staff. For Phil to say that he's going to go over there and give it a shot, it's his career. He's on the back side of his career. But I want to take this a little bit closer to home. Phil Mickelson not playing in this year's Waste Management Open doesn't mean that the attendance will start to drop. I don't know that because there's a lot of factors other than just the golfer. There's many people I know that go to TPC Scottsdale and don't care one rat's about golf. They're just out there to party and social scene, and that's it. On the other side, I've talked to someone who sits at 16 every year, who pays big money to sit right on the tee box at 16 every year. And I spoke to this person last night, and he said it's becoming more and more like the web.com tour because there's so many players that fans don't know about. And ultimately, will some of those at 16, 17, and 18, the big cigars that are putting down big money, it's not just Phil saying, I'm not going to be there this year. Dustin Johnson's not going to be there this year. Brooks Koepka's not going to be there this year. Tony Finau's not going to be. So as there's other options for these players, and let's be honest, you have to be made a certain way to come play at TPC Scottsdale. You know, if you're going to be one of those that gets bothered by people talking in your backswing, you're not going to show up at this event. And so the field is going to shrink. And there's going to be the draw of seeing Ricky Fowler. Was Phil Mickelson's star starting to wane a little bit with the younger demo? And I would say absolutely. Absolutely. I don't know many people between the ages of 18 and 34 who follow Phil Mickelson. I think it's just the aging and grain of the audience that's been there through the years. They may appreciate him, but it's not like, Phil's not coming, so I'm not going to go out there and buy my four beers and hang out with my bros and scream at 16 and be there at 18 and walk the course and chase girls and all the stuff that goes on at TPC Scottsdale. That makes I'm not going to go to the Bird's Nest because Phil Mickelson is not there. That's borderline ridiculous. So while I look at what his decision is at the age of 50, that he's thinking, you know what, I want to go chase some money elsewhere. And people can make comments on social about, yeah, Phil must have lost a lot of money on the NFL this year, or his insider trading may not have gone well. All the stuff that's been circling around Phil through the years, I just look at it and say it's a business decision for him and his business, but I don't agree with it. I think from a business standpoint, to be involved with the Saudi government and human rights is something from a business side, I would say, you know, you could go over here and make that money up in other ways. So this is the story that has been pushing my social channels in the last 24 hours of people wanting to respond. All right, other stuff that I see going on. Suns had to struggle last night in Charlotte. I mean, really struggle. They play at Orlando tomorrow. We're starting to figure out that the Suns team is about what we thought they'd be. Is it a team that's going to close in on 30 to 35 victories? I don't see them rattling off win after win after win. DeAndre Ayton's suspension will end next week. Does he come back and immediately fit in? I mean, the way Luka Doncic destroyed the Suns the other night, I would hope, that somewhere deep down inside, DeAndre Ayton would have a heart that would tick and say, I've got to be much better of a player because the guy taken behind me is killing it. All right, make it a great Tuesday.